How then do we actually know how to read the text of what it is we see? What does that image say to us on the screen? And more to the point, is it possible to assign a moral or ethicality to what it is that we see? My answer is yes, that we're always assigning a morality or ethicality to what we see. But we always assign that morality and ethicality, or however you want to put it, based on politics itself. That is to say, I would argue that there is no such thing as an unchanging truth of our being. Rather, the truth, and that goes for morality and aesthetics and ethics as well, is always informed, always bounded and transgressed by our making and remaking of history. But not a history gone by, already completed, rather a history of the present. Not what did we, this group that never existed way back when, decide to do about sex, but what are we in this room deciding to do about sex? How do we make the present? And in making the present, how do we speak sex? And I came up with a little answer to that one, and I want to share it with you now. It's one last transgression I'll take before the slide presentation ends. I'd like to misquote Alice in Conversation with Humpty Dumpty. If you ever have a chance, you should go to Alice in Wonderland and reread the books. But I don't know what you mean by sexuality or art or erotic representations anymore, Alice said. Humpty Dumpty smiled contemptuously. Of course you don't, till I tell you. I meant, now there's a nice knockdown argument for you. But erotic art or pornography or sex or whatever it is you're going to call it doesn't mean a nice knockdown argument, Alice objected. When I use a variety of images, Humpty Dumpty said, in a rather scornful tone, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less. The question is, said Alice, whether you can make images mean so many different things. The question is, said Humpty Dumpty, which is to be master? That's all. That mastering is the complex expression of two things: popular movements, based on our knowledge of our past in all its truths and falsities, in all of its pure thoughts and impure thoughts. But it is also the complex intersection of common sense and intellectual creativity. That is to say, it is also the intersection of our ability to dream, to have a vision, to be creative. What I would like to throw out as a joyous and comradely challenge is, let us start dreaming and creating. Let us do it now. I think that the function and the process of dreaming is clearly a function of transgressing. So thank you. I guess what we could do is call people up.
Okay, I'd like to welcome Sue Jenkins to the panel as well. She's going to be taking minutes and helping to keep a speaker's list. I just wanted to go over how the discussion is going to operate. which is that it will talk on a round system, so we'd like you to raise your hands or come to the mic if you want to speak, and people will have a chance to speak once before they get to speak again, and you'll have approximately 3 minutes. Okay, and if there's any motions of changes in process, perhaps you could also make them as motions and we'll debate them two for, two against. Okay, so, questions, discussion? Well, it seems to me that we've heard some really fairly conflicting views of ways of looking at images and talking about sexuality, and I'm sure that in some ways they line up with different perspectives within the people in this room, so go for it.
We'd always talk about sex. Representation, I say picture, and I'm concerned about, and I thought that this afternoon gave me good examples of I'm coming at it from like looking at lots of art images, right? Well, in that sense, I've always found those safe to look at. Safer than looking at Sue's. And one of the things that disturbed me, for example, this afternoon, was that I share a lot in common with Joan on the panel. I do a lot of the same kinds of things that she does. And I'm concerned about the context in which we see images and which we talk sex about those images. And so I feel like I can say this about Joan's talk because it could have been me speaking about images. And it concerns me about how you look at art images and you talk about sex. And I actually have this sort of click at some point that goes, but I don't want to talk about art when I look at art images all the time, or at least not the way that I was taught to talk about art. Because that's really pretty boring. What was said this morning and this afternoon was much more interesting to me, and that's the way I believe that I would like to talk about art, because I like art, and I think of art images represent things that none of these people could say. All right, so, and they all spoke pretty graphically. I mean, I like that about the talking was that there's something very sort of graphic about the way a lot of them use words. I would just sort of like to ask the panel, as well as the audience, about, there's a sort of split, it seems to me, about, about popular culture images and art images. And I, just as a quick take, sort of liked that last sort of set of slides because it was real fuzzy for me about that sort of, she said, indiscretion, transgression. Sort of saw pop culture art about the context in which, what about when Joan was talking about all these women's art images, like she touched on and she started to get at, like, what's the context that we look at art in? I mean, like, all of a sudden we can't talk about certain things or look at certain things in an art
think that I think that's a very crucial point, actually, that you're bringing up, particularly around questions of what is the avant-garde versus what is art, what is popular culture versus the avant-garde, and so on, and what is art versus popular culture, and you know, just a whole mess of it, actually. And that's exactly why I tried to bring those slides in that would blur those sort of categories. Because there is a fluidity around which something becomes this thing called art, and then something becomes this thing called popular art. And a funny thing happens when you're on the left, I find. Popular art tends to be romanticized, so that you usually see these people working in a field and sweating and stuff like this. And then sort of avant-garde art, well, is not